Okay, theologians have answered that by saying that the holy angels that are holy now can no longer rebel, but are confirmed in their bliss, using that phrase that one of our callers also used. And among the Bible passages that they cite in that regard would be those that talk about, for example, Jesus speaking about the children, and he says, their angels do always behold the face of my Father in heaven. And so we do believe that the angels that are holy now will no longer fall away, that the rebellion was a one-time thing. And those angels that did rebel, as Peter reminds us, are reserved for the last judgment. But that the angels now are ministering spirits, the holy angels, ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. And that includes you and me. We shall inherit salvation because of Jesus. And by God's grace through faith in Jesus, we know heaven is our inheritance. And the holy angels, these ministering spirits, are sent by God to minister to us now. So that's the short answer. The Bible doesn't say a lot about it, but yeah, the theologians have gleaned, and you and I can also likewise glean from the scriptures a few things that it says in that regard, that the angels that are the holy angels now will never fall away. I've got an old copy of the Catechism here in front of me looking at that section. If you've got the old 1943 small catechism, the section in the first article of the Apostles' Creed that talks about creation, talks about angels and the two kinds of angels, and regarding the holy angels, question 110 in that old catechism says, the Bible tells us that the good angels, A, are holy spirits confirmed in their bliss, B, are of great number and great power, and C, praise God, carry out his commands, and serve the Christians, especially the children. And under that first part, talking about the holy angels being confirmed in their bliss, not only do they cite Hebrews 1:14, again, the ministering spirit sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation, but also Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And also Matthew 18:10, in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. And from those, you know, we come to the conclusion that these angels will remain in their bliss and will not rebel against God. Likewise, the verses that speak about the difference between the holy angels and the evil angels. So I hope that helps.